So it's like chulin gemurim, and therefore the din is chayovim bebechorvim matonas, like it says in our Mishnah. Now, bein lefnei pidyonim, bein liachah pidyonim, even before you pray to the mother, or even afterwards, hagoizes vo'ivid bem ein esafik asaboyim. If you shear off the wool or work with it, you don't get malchus. Shrashi explains, before pidyonim, it's also to do it. But the special love, it's only by korban gdushas aguf, and here, since the mother had no gdushas aguf, you don't get malchus. Now, bein lefnei pidyonim, bein liachah pidyonim, whether before you redeem the mother, afterwards, ein oisim tmura. It does not make tumur if you take another behemoth chul and say zutar azu, the second one does not become kaddish, because even the first one does not have a kedushas aguf, it's only kedushas domim on it. And a kedushas domim does not make tumura. Now, if nei pidyonim, before you are poida the mother, halacha is moilim behem. There is an istamila, because it's not worse than a regular kedushas bedek abayit, that it has a din hegdish on it, therefore there's an istamila. Well, yachet pidyonim, but once you redeem it, then ein moilim behem, there is no istamila on it. Now, if this behemoth gives birth, even before you pray to it, choyel, it has love like regular chulin. And therefore, v'niftan tamimim, if you want, you can be pray to it, even though it's a tam, because it does not have kedushas aguf, it's only kedushas domim. Therefore, if you want to, you can make it into any type of a korban you want, because really it's a chulin. And klolo shadav, what's the general rule over here? That I rank the chulin l'chod avrayim, in such a case where the mother had a mum kavua first, before you amaktish it, so the kedusha is only kedusha's domim, it's not a kedusha's aguf, and therefore it's called lechula kechula lechod avrayim. And ein lechor behem, el mitzvahs ilu bavad. The yikah mitzvah here is just to value how much it's worth, and that much value, like you have to give the money to hegdish. But the behem itself really is like chulin. Avol kodam hegdish in es mumon, but let's say first you were makdish to behemo, before it became lebal mum. So it's chalik kedusha's aguf on the behemo. Or a mum over lagdash, even though there was a mum, there was only a mum that passes by, and then you mark the shit, so the kedusha is chal completely. Uli yachem mikayim leila nerlo and mum kavua, then as far as chal mum kavua, then iftu, and then you redeem it later. So again, first it was chal kedusha aguf, then it became about mum. So now you're poyder it. The locher is dope turim min abechuri, even after you're poyder it, still has kedusha like, and it's potem min abechuri min amatonis. If you shecht it, you don't have to give the zroy of lechayim the kaver to the kohen. Now, bein lefnei pinyonim, before you pointed the mother, bein achet pinyonim, is hagoizes vo'ibim v'em sefikas aboyim. If you shear off the wool, or you work with the animal, you get malchus. This is called psulat ha-mekdoshim, it has kedusha, even after pinyon, that you're not allowed to work with it, like we had before, you could only eat it, and not work, and not shear off the wool. Now, bein lefnei pinyonim, bein achet pinyonim, is a tumura. It has kedusha on it, that does make tumura. So before pinyonim, you could be makrav that tumura. La'achet pinyonim, it's only mesa, like we'll see later. Now, lefnei pidyonon, before you pray the rit merlim, and there's nisamilo. Liachet pidyonon, ay merlim, and after you pray the rit, you're not over nisamilo. It's not aimed to be kotre Hashem, the isamilo goes off. Lo the same, if they give birth, kurdish, it has kedusha. But v'yei niftin, tamimim. You cannot be pray the rit, even you can't be pray the rit when it's a tam. And we'll see later whether you could be pray the rit when it's a bamumanat. But kopon asethi, the vlodis. Or the Sul HaMidoshim has Kedusha, but you can't be paid to them when they're a Tam. V'yein matfis nechozer v'chshirtza. This is the right for a sheshes. And if you want to be matfis to make a Kedush, you cannot do it to any korban you want, only to the same korban that his mother was. This is the right for a sheshes. Now, Klolus Shaldova, what's the general rule here? Harayin kehegdish lehod avrayim. That since at the beginning, the Kedusha was chal completely, so even the later becomes a Bamum, it's still called hegdish lehod avrayim. Even after you redeem them, the heter is only tidit, but not to do work with it and not to share off the wool. Now, klolus shadav the ratio. What's this lotion of klolus shadav? The general rule of the ratio says kechulin is lasuya comes to include shecht on the chutz poto. Even if you shecht this beim, even before you pray to it, but since lechatchila had a mum kavua, so it's not chalak zushes aguf. If you shecht it outside the beis hamikdash, you poti not chayav koros. It was never chozi lifnim. Klolus shadav the sefer. What's the general rule of the sefer to say it's called like hegdish? On top of the tezayin amar aleph, lasuya comes to include chol boy, that the chol of the milk of it remains also even after you pray the rit. That's the loch of psuli hamakdoshim, the milk and the gizer is also even lacha pidyon. Now, mama, what would you say before? A niftin tamimim, these kids that are born, again, where the mother was first a kedushas aguf, and then it became a balmum, and then it became pregnant, and then you were pray the rit, and then it gave birth. So it says, this kid right now is a niftin tamimim, which is, and also says, v'ein matvis lechozer v'chshiyetzah. You can't be matish if any korban you want, only for the korban, the same korban the mother was. Now the diyuk is temimim hu deloy mifriki. You just can't be poider it when it's a tam. Ha'bali mumash, when it comes about mum mifriki, then you could be poider it. And how is this? So Rashi says this, like we learned before, where you are matvisit l'shem zevach. So therefore, it has a gedusha chamur on it, and therefore, right now, you could be poider it. Now, the diyuk also is the chol sheyirtzo. Who diyein matvisin? You can't be matvis for any other korban. Chol yoyis zevach matvisin, but for this korban, you could. Seichim mishkach, what's the case talking about? The matvisin yoyis zevach v'niftin v'mumon. So the chur is so name the avatuf to the rafuna. This chur should be cast on rafuna because here it's mashmo like the eight we learned before from Marova Mishmedu and Mechanina that the eight is somach lepidyoni before you mat before you point to the mother. Go ahead and be makdish the kid l'shem ois the korban. That gives you the kedusha on the korban. Then you could be pointed to this kedusha. So how come the chur is a cast on rafuna? Rafuna before said no that these kids have no eitzer. You have to just let them die. And here it's mashma, you could be matzis them, and therefore you could be able to be paid to them. So quote Akashan Ravuna. Samara says no. Omalak Ravuna, Ravuna could answer you and say like this. Who are then really this price means to tell us? The Yafilo Bali Mumin ain't niftin. No. Even though it's a Balmum, still you can't be paid to it. Like we had before, the Gzer was Shema Yali Gadu Adarma Dorim, and you'll have Sulam Adashim Ran, you come to work with them. We don't want that. So therefore, Midir Abdullah Makal Ponim, we say you cannot be paid to it, and you have to let her die. Even though it's a Baal Mum, maybe also you can't be poyed of it. If so, how come it only says you can't be poyed of them to Mimim? So I'll tell you, V'adid the Tony Rasha, since it's the Chiddush Rasha, that Niftan to Mimim, those you could be poyed of even though they're a Tam, is Tananami Seifa and Niftan to Mimim. It says in the Seifa that you can't be poyed of them when they're to Mimim. But it could be, who are then, even though it's a Baal Mum also? We hold that the Psula HaMekdashim, we do not want them to stay around because we're afraid to come to work with them or to share off the wool. Therefore, there's a Gzerim of the Rabbanin that the kids have Kedusha, that you can't redeem them, and therefore you have to let them die. But since you're wasting your time anyway, people will get rid of them right away. They'll shech the Psula HaMekdashim right away. So it could be really you can't be poyder it, even though it's a Baal Mum. The reason why it says Tamimim is because it says Nereisha Tamimim. And we added to any ratio lechol zevach sheyirtzo that you could be matkeshit to the nami seif lechol zevach sheyirtzo you can't. But who adin luyoisay zevach also maybe you can't. And those would not help. That could be a whole like Rav Huna. That there is a gzerim and the rabbonin. There is no way to make it that the vlad of Psula Magdoshim you could use, but rather the vlad always remains also. And the din is yes, nichnas to keep and let it die. And that's the gzera that we did not want you to keep around the Psula Magdoshim, that people will not come to work with them and to share off the wool. Now we have now the brayse. It says vashechta machutz pota. If you shecht it outside, still you pota. So Rashi said this is going on the brayse. He Rashi says say for the brayse liel that vashechten the akotchim shekodem magdashin es mumim in the case where the gedusha was there before the mum. So it has kedushas aguf. Still, if you shecht it outside, you potter. And the reason is because since it's a baal mum, it's not fit to be brought inside. Therefore, if you shecht it outside, still you potter. Now, Rav Huna masni chay, Rav Huna holds no. In such a case where the mother had a kedushas aguf, even though it became a baal mum, you chay for shechting it bachutz. Or mukol lo bedukin shivani puts it as the mum was a split in the eye. If I leave it there, keep it goes according to Rav Akiva Shita. The yom that he holds such a small mum, he molu lo yerdu. That b'diyebet, if you put it on the meat, on the mizbeach, you do not take it down. So therefore, that's called chozir lepnim. So therefore, now if you shecht it bachutz, you'd be chayiv koros. Then it says in the paraisa, bein lefnei pinyona benachah pinyoni oisa tmura. Even after you poided the mother, still it makes tmura. Because the mother had a kedusha sagur, because it was kaddish first, and then it became a balmum. The omer of nach, omer rabba barvua, hu tmuros liyachah pinyoni mesa. Like if you are poided, you redeem the mother first. And then you take another behemoth and say Zutachazu, even though it's Chiddush to say that Tumur is Chal, the second behemoth becomes Kaddish, but the din of the behemoth is Mesa, you can't bring it for Korban, you can't redeem it, you have to let it die. My time, what's the reason? Because Heichelev, what can we do? Likrevei, should you say to be Makrev, bring it for Korban like all other Tumuris, Mikreya Kaddusha Duchuy Kasia? Here the mother, you already redeemed it, and it was a Baal Mum, so Pshita doesn't have Kaddusha to be Korban on the Mizbeach. Lifrike, but let's say now you want to redeem it. Loyalima limitfis pidyoinoi. Since again the mother is already Baal Mum and it was already chozi v'nitche, so therefore it's a kedusha kala like we had before. It's not strong enough to take off that kedusha. It's not strong enough to be tofas pidyoinoi. Hilkach therefore meis, there's no way, you just have to let it die. Mask of Lord Ravam Ram asked the question. The teichol b'mumay lebailim. Why don't we say that the owner can eat it when it becomes a balmum? This tmura, why don't we say the owner can eat it? The chima, why is this different? Bein zula tmuras bechor umaisa. If you have a korban of bechor or umaisa and you make it tmura, so then it's chala din tmura, but the lochur is you're allowed to eat it when it becomes a balmum, the owner can eat it. The tzinan would learn like this. Tmuras bechor umaisa. If you have a bechor or umaisa behema, that you make it tmura, take another behem and say zutach azu. So lochur is hein uvlodin 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 atzev kolelim harayin kibchor. Or the tmura and its kids and all the kids downwards have the same malach like a bechor itself. Or maiser and like maiser. What does that mean to say? That the yoichlu b'mumin labaylim. That true. The tmura of a bechor, there's a pasuk you don't bring it. It can't be makar for a korban. So what do we do instead? We wait until the tmura has the mum on it, and then the owner can eat it. Or by a bechor, then the kanim can eat it. So the kashrus is say here also, by the psul hamakadoshim, if you make tmura on it, why don't we say that when it becomes a balmum, the owner can eat it? So Amalei Abaye says back, no, Zeh Shem Imoy Olav, this one has its mother's name on it, we'll soon see, Zeh Shem Imoy Olav, and this one has its mother's name on it. What does that mean to say? Zeh Kuloi Tmuras Bechor Umaisa Mikri, that this is called the Tmura of a Bechor of a Maisa. If so, it has a locha like the Maisa, like the Bechor. So Ma Bechor Maisa, just like a Korban Bechor, and the Maisa, the locha is, the Mumam. When the Bechor gets a Balmum, the Kohen is allowed to eat it. Or when a Maisa Behem becomes a Balmum, the owner can eat it. And you don't have to redeem it first. Therefore, after Tumuros the Mesachla, the same halacha of the Tumura, if you have a Bechorban Bechor and you say Zutach Azu, so the Tumura of the Bechor, we have a pasuk to say it's not Korv Lagavi HaMazbeach, but our Korban has a halacha like a Bechor, that the Mumoy, you're allowed to eat it. Because by a Bechor we dashin, Ach Bechor Shor Ridashin Hein Kravim, the Rashi says V'yein Tmurosan Kravim. There's no din hakrov on the Tmura of a Bechor. But I call upon him, the Tmura has a shame of Bechor on it, so therefore, you can eat it when it's a Balmum, even though you're not poider it. Mashenkin over here, V'zeh Shem Imo Olov, the regular Korban that now became a Balmum, so the kids have the same aloch like the Tmura has the same aloch like the Yika Korban. So Tmura's Kotcha Mikri is called the Tmura of a Korban. Ma kochim, just like a regular karbonis, excluding a bechor and a ma'isa beima. Loi misachli el v'pidyon, there's no way to eat it. Once it was chalak dushas aguf, there's no way to eat it, a regular person, until you redeem it first. Is af tmurosa nami, the same thing, the tmura of a psul ha'magdashim also, loi misachli el v'pidyon. You could only eat it if you could be poider it. For ho, now in this case, where you already redeemed the mother, and now you make tmura, so the amount of kedusha that was chal upon this tmura is not strong enough to be able to be taken off through a pidyon. Therefore, there's no thing to do with it, but you have to let it die. So it says, Tanya, bring another proof. Tanya, you also learned this. Tanya, also of Nachman, bring another proof from Nachman. That it says, minayin l'tmuras psuli hamagadoshim. Shemesa, how do we know that that's talocha? If you have a psuli hamagadoshim, it means the korbin that became a balmum. And even after you apoyder it, if you make a tmur on it, you say zutach azu, then the loch of that tmur is shemesa, that's the die. Talmudem, the pasuk says, mimalei hagero tomei. So it's talking about a malei gero behemoth Torah, and it ends off saying it's tomei. So as she says, the sefer, the krok, sif, tomei ulechem. And we darshin that there's something that has to money Torah, and so it's also bachila. And this is talking about a tmuras of a psulim hamgadoshim. That's what we darshin from this pasuk. Talmudem, Mimali Hagera Tomei, the remains Tomei is teaching us that the Tmur of Psulam Doshin you can't eat, but rather you have to let it die. For the Gemara Hamibol, we need this Pasik, Le Chomish Chatois Mesois. There's a special loch of five different Chatois that you have to let them die. Or Shemesa Bailehel, if the owner died, or Shineschapu Bailehel, or the Tmur of it is one of the lochis, so who need it for another Drosh? The Gemara says, no, who? This loch of the Chomish Chatois Mesois. From another pasuk, that even though it has mafrisa parasa, the hooves are split, still is tummy. So the Mordechai says, Tani Namiach, like this also. Minayin, how do we know taka lechomish chatois mesois, that the loch of these chomish different, five different lochas about the korban chatit, that you have to let it die? Talmud, the pasuk says, mafrisa parasa tummy. So you see, from this pasuk we learn it out from, and not from the pasuk of Mimali Hagera. So from the pasuk of Mimali Hagera, we learn out that the tumura of the Psul Hamgdoshim is also Titu is Lamisa. Now the more is the question, Chomish Chatois Mesois, what do you need a Pasuk for? Hilchas Gemira Law. That's a special Aloch Lamashim Sinai. That there are five different Alochas by Echatis. We said there's Chapro Baleo or Mesa Baleo. There's Lamisa Oslo. You can't do anything with it. But Aloch Lamashim Sinai, what he's saying here with Dash from a Pasuk, we must freeze the Aparso. So more is true. Ela rather ki also crow litumras oshim. The pasuk is not coming for a chatis, but it's coming for the tumur of a korban oshim. Teacher, that's also bachila. For the Gemara, tumras oshim nami hilchas is also one of the five halachas. That al klal is kol she bechatis mesa. The tumur of a chatis is mesa. The klal of anything by korban chatis is mesa is bi oshim roya. By an oshim, the din is yet let it pasture in the fields till it becomes a mamum, and then you can be paid for it. So you'll need a pasuk for this. That's also part of the local Moshe Mitzinai, that Tumras Oshim is you have to let it become a Baal Mum. So Mura says true, El Yolom Chomish Chatois Mesis, that the pasuk is coming to teach us this halacha, that these five special halachas about a korban chatis is Lamisi, you have to let it die. And if so, the Yitzrach, Krov Yitzrach Hilchas, I'll tell you, you need both. You need the pasuk, and you need the local Moshe Mitzinai, it's not a stira to have both. Nimi Krov would have just had this pasuk of Mefrisia Parso, Havim, and I would have thought to say Luria. The Pasuk just tells us it's also to bring it for carbon. These five chatois, she can't be makriv. What should you do with it? I would have thought, let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a bamum, and then you could be poisoned to them. Kamash, that's the Chiddush no hilchasa, that lamisa. The Halacha tells us, no, you have to let it die. If so, let's just have the halacha. No, vim hilchasav just from the halacha l'mashim isin. Have a minar brachot to say, heicha di ovid ikri viochem hani chomish chatois. Let's say somebody went ahead and ate from one of these five chatois. In a case where the owner already had his kapara, like they were mafresh one korban chatis and they lost it, and they brought another one, and now they found the first one. So let's say somebody shechted and the kohen ate from it. I would have thought to say yisuri kachru is over in Issa. But maybe lav lek, maybe there's no lav. Kamashmulan, yes, that's this pasuk of Mefrisia Parso, that the ikal lav, that these are even a lav. So the kids, it's not a stira to say, you need both, Aloch Lomashim Sinai and the pasuk. The boy said, if you want to tell like this, Le Yakusha, this pasuk comes to teach us a hekish, that Dov Rabo mi Male Gero, Le Dov Rabo mi Mefrisia Parso, come and tell us both have the same aloha. That Mal Lahala Mimisa, just like the aloha of Chomish Chatois, is that you have to let it die. To tell you Afkan here also by the Tamura of the Psuli HaMekdoshim, you know what the din is Afkan B'misa Halach here is that you have to let it die. That's what we need it for. True, it's Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai, but even though it's Halach, the Pasuk teaches us to make this Hekesh, to teach us in Mafrisei Aparso and in Malei Agera, that just like the Chomish Chatois, the din is yet let them die. Here also by the Tamura of a Balas Psuli HaMekdoshim, also din is L'Misa Ozla. Now the Mishnah says like this: Hamakabel soined barzim menovik echovim. Let's say a guy that owns a pora, owns a cow, he gives it over to the Jew, and he makes a condition with him that you could work with it for the next 10 years, and the babies, the blood that it has, will split. Half of them belong to you, the Jew, but it's called soined barzim. Meaning to say, we value how much this pora is worth right now. If let's say it's worth $100 right now, to make a condition that no matter what happens to it, the Jew is going to have to give back $100 to the guy. Even if this poor becomes worth less later, or let's say it dies later, still the Jew is makabel upon himself that he's going to have to pay it back. That's the lashon of a makabel tsoin the barzel. You make this tsoin the sheep like a barzel, like metal. Just like metal can't get lost, can't be destroyed, so also, no matter what happens to it, you make up, you'll have to pay back the guy the value of it, how much it's worth now. And again, the condition was that the Jew works with it, and the vlodis that it has, they share. So the Mishnah says, the locher is vlodisayim, the kids that you have from this paro. So even though the share that the Jew gets, and when the Jew gets his vlodis, even they give birth, peturim, they put them in abchor. There's no din b'chor on those kids. And vlodiv, but vlodiv vlodisayim, let's say after the Jew gets one vlad, and that vlad gives birth, and the second vlad gives birth, and that one already yichayev b'chayra. And we'll soon see the Gemara why. The first one is called the goy hashaychus to it. So it's called yad akam b'yemtsa yipotam b'chayra. But the second one already has no shaychus to the goy, therefore yichayev b'chayra. What's going to be hemed lo the same takas himasayim? Let's say the Jew made a condition with the guy that let's say the poor or the mother dies. So not only did the Jew say, I'll pay you back money, but the Jew said, listen, you could take away my kids that I had for the payment. So that's called hemed, you put in guarantee for lo the same the kids. In case I can't pay back for the mother, you could take the kids. So then it goes down one more draga. Then the locker is Vlodis Pturim. Even the offsprings of the offspring that you receive from the guy, that's also still put them in Abkhira, because the guy has shaykhs to it. But Vlodis Chayovim, but the third thing down, that already has nothing to do with the guy, then that belongs to the Jew. If that gives birth, you chayv in Abkhira. Even if it goes down 10 like kids, one after another, still Pturim. At all times, the Jew is potter from the Din Bechor on all of these kids. Why? Because no matter what, this Jew owes money to the guy. Like in the case that the cow died, so that was the first turn of Basel, the Jew will have to pay back the guy the money. Now, it's not to say the Jew has no money, the guy will come and take away the first kid. If he can't find the first, he'll take the second one, third, fourth, fifth, even down to 10 generations like. So no matter how many times it goes down, how many babies you have, each one of them is still possible for the guy to come and take it. And therefore it's called Yad Oivikachovim Biems, like we'll see in the Gemara. And any time a guy has any shaykhis to take away the behemoth from you, so that makes a ptur in Bechor. So here it's different. It's not like a regular animal. Because here it started out the first mother really belonged to the guy. So that's why here it's better. So even though the kids go to the Jew, but Kozuman the guy has a right to get back those kids for his payment, it's always considered Yad Av Oidukachavim B'yemtzom, the guy has shaykhis, you know, the first Mishnah, that when the guy has shaykhis to the behemah, that's a ptur in Bechayra. Then the Mishnah says, Rochol Sheyol Demeneis, if a sheep gives birth to a goat, or else the A is a goat, Sheyol Demen Rochol gives birth to a sheep, Lochas Pturim and Abachira. Even though both parents were sheep, or both parents were A's, were goats, still, since the kid is a Nidma, it looks differently, that's the Pturim Abachira. But again, Vim Yesh by Miksa Simonim, if the kid has a little bit Simonim looking like its mother, then Yechayiv. Then Yechayiv, we had before. Now the Gemara says, Lememer, what do you want to tell me? Techivon de loy noka tomorrow zuze. Since the owner did not take back money yet, Pishusa de Marakaimo, like this guy. He gave away the cow. But since the guy did not take money for the cow, so it's always considered like it's in the guy's rishus. And that's why telling me now, that's part of the Menabachaira. Rashi says, Kibbutz Nakravikhavim Zuzi Rishusa is still called his rishus. Is that true? Like that's not, I mean, that's why you put them in Abkhariya, because it's still called rishus of the Yakum. If so, well, Ramino, I have a question on you. It says, Alocha, of Ein Mekablin Sern Barzim Yisrael. One Jew to another Jew should not give this type of a deal that I'll give you my sheep to work with, and then when he gives, after you work, like you pay me back my sheep and something more. If Neishu Ribis is called like it's Ribis. Alma Brishusa de Mekabel Kaimo. It looks like it's Brishusa de Mekabel when you receive it, when I give it to you. So instead of when I give you, when Reuven gives Shimon the cow to work with, it's like Reuven giving it to Shimon. It's like Shimon's cow. It's like Shimon borrowed the cow, and later when Shimon pays it back, he gives back the vlodis. It's like giving back ribis. So the chur you see is Brishus to Mekava, the one that receives it, not Brishus to Bailam. On Rabbi Sabai said, Lakash is no stira. Hod the kibble lay unsa vizula. If you Mekava upon yourself unsa, that means if it gets lost, if annoyance happens to it, even the price goes down, then it's called Brishusai the Mekava. Here you're not makal upon yourself unsa vizula. You're not makal upon yourself that luyitsuya and oinus happens to it or it goes down. Rashi says, Mastiao mashnisim the kibolei, or the gachavim unsa vizula. Where the guy accepted upon himself unsa vizula, in the case it gets worth less, or in case it's an oinus, something happens to it, that he'll lose out. Therefore it's still called brishus the yakum. That's why Mishnah says, Yipotim in Abachairah. But over there, the Gemara about Ribis and Bav Metzia is talking about where the Mekabel did not receive the Oinus. So it says, no. Omele Rava says, the Kibbalah Unsa Vezulah Tzoyin Barzal Korosley, our Mishnah says, like the guy has a Tzoyin Barzal, meaning it's like metal, so for sure get the money back. And if you tell me the guy accepted upon himself that if it gets worth less or an Oinus happens or dies by itself, that the person is Potter, so that's not called Tzoyin Barzal. Sayin Ubarzla means like for sure you're going to get your money back. Says Marshal Mishnah, even though the guy has no responsibility to it, forget the Jew has all responsibility to it, still we do not consider it like it's Nirshus of the Jew, but still we consider it Rishus Akam. So it's a steer to Ribbis, so why by Ribbis is it also? For Yoid and Stekli Matpisku told you this, to say that he is Makabal upon himself. For Yoid, Adatoni Sefer, since it says in the Sefer, the next mission it says, Avo Makabal, the Mishnah Sefer, the Mishnah in Bab Metziyam, it says over there, Avo Makabal and Sern Bazim Menod Gehovim, but from a guy, you are allowed to take the cow with this condition, that you work with him for 10 years and you give him back the kids also. Even though it looks like Ribbis, there we say it's mutter, because by a guy it's mutter to give him back ribis. If so, they're telling me now there's a difference whether the owner was Makabal Unser the Zulu or not. So literally, listen to the door over there in Bab Metziyah, even by a Jew to a Jew, we should have made a difference and say, the Medivah Mamurim, when do we say it's also that it looks like ribis to like Kibolei Unser the Zulu, where the original owner did not have any responsibility at all. Even if it dies or even if it gets worth less, he gets his money back. So that's called Rishus of the Makabal, and therefore the Makabal takes it and then pays him back more money. That looks like ribis. Abu, but in the case, Kibulei Unsa Bezula, let's say the original owner accepted upon himself to have the loss if it gets, an anus happens, or gets worth less, then it's still called Rishus of the original owner. So that's not called, it's not called ribis, because the schar is getting back, of course it's his own. His own is getting worth more. If so, that should have been Shabbatav, should have been Mutter. And since it doesn't say it over there, Mashm, in both cases it's also. It's more so true. Elom Rabba says like this, Edibidi in both cases, our Mishnir and the Mishnah Bab Metziyah, to like Kibol Lei Unsa Bezula. Avada, the original owner, did not accept upon himself, not an Oynis and not a Zula. That's called Tzern Barzel, that no matter what happens to it, the guy gets back his money, or the Makabal that gets back his money. So really, it should be considered then Brishus of the Makabal. It's all his Achrayis. Since so, in our Mishnah, when the guy gave the part to the Jew, so the question is then, when he has the kids, why is he put them in Abichayra? When that kid gives birth, the Chorus, the Jew's kid completely. V'hochi nam, the Gemara says, V'hochi like this, V'hochi gavi Abichayra, high no time, no more the Mishnah says, he put them in Abichayra, because Dilo also Abichachovim. If the guy would come back to the Jew and say, listen, give me the money for my para, boy Zuzi, and the Jew would not have money to give him, the guy would have the right to take back the behemoth. And below Mishkachas Labehemoth, if he wouldn't be able to find the behemoth, tough as blood is, he would take away the kids. The day, he would take away the Jews, the Vlad of the Pora. If so, it's called that the guy has shaykhis to that kid. See, even though before the guy takes it away, it belongs to the Jew, but since the guy has the right to come and take it away from him, so that's called V'chol Yadav V'chavim B'yemtzav Turim and B'chayra. Anytime a guy has a tfisas yad, has some shaykhis, has conditions, that he has a right to take away this kid from the Jew, so that's called the guy has some shaykhis here, and that makes up turfum of b'chayra. And again, in a regular achrayis, it wouldn't be. But here, since it started out, the whole power first originally belonged to the guy, here, calls the man, the guy has a yad here, we still consider like the guy owns it. And therefore, that's a turfum of b'chayra. Then it says, the Mishnah, what's going to be, though, hemid v'lo tisayim tachas yimaseyim, v'lo tibadit turim. Goes down one generation. If you told the guy that not only could take back the mother, but if I can't pay that, you can take away the kids, so then the kids is also us, is also part of Nabchaira. Omer Rav Huna, Vlodois Pturin, but Vlodois, Vlodois Sem Chayovim, it's only the Vlodois of the first one that's Potter, but the second one down is already Chayiv in Bechor. For Rav Yehuda Amano, Vlodois, Vlodois Nami Pturim, even the second generation is also Potter in Bechorah, but the third one, Vlodois, 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 that's Chayovim in Bechorah. So tonight, let's see, it says in our Mishnah, Hemid v'lodeh stachas yimusayim, v'lodeh v'lodeh sapturim. So Moshe says, time, what's the reason why? Hemid, because you made a commission clearly to take away the kid, not only the mother, even the kid. Mashma holoi hemid, if you did not make this condition, loi, then the second one already is chayvim b'chayra. It's the truth of Yehuda, it's the kashan of Yehuda. As of Yehuda, it's machloik as of Yehuda. And Rav Huna is talking about the first case in the Mishnah, that Yustam gave the Tzern of Basel. So of course, the Kashan of Yehuda, Yotz Mashvi, even the second generation, is Chayv and Bechayra. Omelach Yehuda, Yehuda says back, no, of Yehuda, who I didn't could be the same, like what applied for Gavlo Hemet, even though you didn't make a condition that he could take the kids. It'll also be the same thing that the second kid is part of an abchayra. Just walk a mashna. Mishnah says like this: that afilu hemet, even in a case we set aside a condition that the goy can take away the kid also nami the yochad every kachovim the mitzvahs beno zevi kimi to kamashman that afilu hemet nami the yochad every kachovim the mitzvahs beno zevi kimi kimi the loy hemet vlodi vlodis is pturin ku hemet vlodi vlodis pturin. But blood is chayav natsichidish. That the blood is the chayav natsichidish. But they say that the blood is as potter, that can be potter even though you did not make this condition. Tanan, we learned. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer, afilu adasar deris, pturin. Even if you have 10 kids, one after another, they're all potter of the chayav. Shachar yusam adi chavim. Zavishem le Rabbi Yehuda diyoma nochis, Tanakamal Lidori. The Tanakam is talking about generations. Hainu the Omale Shim Gamliel. I feel all this even to 10 generations Turin. El Rafunu the Omal Nokha Tanakamal Lidore Maya Filwa Sarvasafilu. Rafunu Rab Shim Gamliel Hemin Konokas Adori. So Omalak Rafuna Shim Gamliel Ahemid Koy the Nokas Dari. We're talking about Hemid. Where you set clearly this condition and Ichnami. Then it goes down even on generations. Alright, yeah.